What? Boom. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And right now, I am sitting in my car in a parking lot in the shade looking around because it looks windy. Is it actually windy? Is it going to be too windy for us to be out here? I'm looking at my level meters. It is kind of windy. And I wanted to look for some mushrooms, but there's so many people out today, it's not even funny. And now we got more people pulling in and... Okay. I've just made an executive decision. We're going home. I'm going back to my house. It's windy. It's... I'll explain it all here in a minute. A minute? No, more like 3 seconds. Count with me. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are, back in my house. Sitting down in front of the TV, waiting for... my next game to start. It is Saturday. I have been watching football. Got up kind of early. And I watched the Canaries lose, but Chelsea won. Canaries lost their game, Chelsea won their game, so Frank Lampard is probably pretty happy. And then I actually decided to see what the weather was like, because it's sunny today. It's very sunny, although... I heard thunder late last night, and I thought, oh, yay, maybe it'll rain again. We can go out and look for mushrooms. And so, I actually checked the temperature, and it was only 60 degrees. 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, my God, it's like perfect temperature. I can finally go outside. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Pretty damn excited, right? So, the game I was watching got over. I grabbed all my stuff, jumped in the car, and drove to Herrenhaven. And on the way there, I did see one single turkey. I didn't see the rest of the dudes, though. So, I said hi to the turkey, and rolled up on Herrenhaven. I pulled into the parking lot. There was no place to park. What the hell, I thought. Why are there at least 10 people here, etc., etc.? Then I realized, oh, that's right, it's Saturday. It's Saturday and it's nice weather, so of course everybody's going to be out and about. So I thought, okay, fine. This gives me an excuse to go over to one of my other secret mushroom areas, because that's what I want to do today. I want to find some Harrisium. I want to find some mushrooms. I want to find some cool stuff. So I thought, okay, I'll just drive down the valley and I'll head over to Tranquility. So I pull out onto the 120th Street, and the south end of Tranquility is just full of people, jam-packed. And the line of cars to cross Maple Street is 200 meters long. So I drive north, 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 and I come to the other end of Tranquility Park. And, yeah, lots of kids playing soccer. So we can't go to the number one secret mushroom area, so instead of turning left, I turned right into the softball diamond complex. Because there's a secret mushroom area around there, too. And as I pulled in, I realized, oh my God, it's empty. There's nobody else here. This is perfect. This is perfect. We can look for some mushrooms and have Dubious Goals Committee. So, then you know what happened. I get out of the car, it's kind of windy. And as I'm looking around, I can see on the path that there's a dozen bicyclists. You know, like 200 meters down the path. I'm like, oh man. So yeah, that's when I... Well, you heard it. I just got up. I Got back in my car, turned around, and got the hell out of there. Because, I don't want to deal with people. I'm trying to look for mushrooms. I don't need to dodge bicyclists and dogs. Yeah, that's the other thing. Right as I was getting ready to leave, another guy pulls in. And he lets his giant dogs out the back of his truck. And it's dog time. This is not the dog park. I hate these people. I hate these people who, they really want to have a few dogs, but they don't have the space or anything to have them at home. And they can't be bothered to take the dogs to the dog park. No, no, no. So anyway, here we are. Back in the old homestead. What am I doing? Well, not a damn thing. Trying to think of what I was doing last night. Oh, yeah. I just remembered what I was doing last night. I've got some important things to tell you. Or at least one important thing, I guess. And I only discovered this last night. And so I feel bad that I'm kind of late telling you this. But it turns out that the month of October is Godzilla month on TCM. That's right. Turner Classic Movies has made Godzilla Monster of the Month and will be playing Godzilla movies on Friday nights during the month of October. So if you like Godzilla as much as I do, and even if you don't like Godzilla, you should probably be watching some of these films. So keep in mind, Godzilla Month on TCM. Be sure to tune in next Friday. Set your DVRs, do whatever. I don't know. So, yeah, that's what I was doing last night, along with... Oh, I was listening to some Hank 3. Not sure how that got started. Actually, I do, but I don't want to go into it. So I was watching some Hank 3 videos and listening to some of his music and laughing for various reasons. Oh, and that reminds me, yeah, last night I heard the new Baby Metal song. And you know, Baby Metal's a little bit different now. After Yui Metal left, they got a couple of other girls and they put together this little act, new thing. And I heard the new song, and I watched the video, and it was, you know, just super hyper choreographed and kind of weird. To me, see, the weird thing about idol music is that it's so sterile. It's so inorganic. It is so non-spontaneous. You know, every beat of the song is choreographed. You got three girls all doing stuff. What is this, a dance, or is this supposed to be a musical performance? None of them play any musical instruments, so they have to do this little dance routine, and it completely and utterly lacks any spontaneity, any real emotion. You know, you can't it fails to express any emotion. It fails to express any individual effort, but, you know, that's Japan. You know, you can't be an individual in Japan. It's all about being part of the group. It's all about being exactly the same as everyone else, which, I don't know, is weird to me. Not exactly how I grew up. Not exactly how... feel like people should be raised, you know. Be an individual. Be an individual. So anywho, where are we at here? Oh yeah, the Baby Metal song. But I kind of liked the song just because it was It was less metally. It wasn't so much metal as it was sort of combination. Well, maybe we should listen to it. Who wants to listen to baby metal? Am I calling for a vote? No. I'm just going to drop it because I do what I want. This is the Dubious Goals Committee, after all. Okay, so let's listen to some baby metal, their new song, Shanti Shanti Shanti. That's not it. Let's see if we can actually get this to play. Come on, baby metal. Give me some music. All I want is some music. Can I have the music now, please? Are we going to play? How many times do I have to push the play button? Yeah, this is a fail. Let's start over. Looks like Pippa has shown up. She just came downstairs. She's looking around, trying to figure out what's going on. And while I reset everything, it looks like Manchester City just scored. So hooray. Hooray for Manchester City. And now we have to wait another 10 minutes for everything to reset. So how am I going to stall for time now? I have no idea. Maybe I'll drink some tea. That is onside. Beautiful header. You can call for offside all you want, but he was dead on. Manchester City has on their weird yellow and... what color is that? What color is that supposed to be? Let's call it... is it mango? Is it ripe mango? Yeah. They have these shirts that fade from yellow to mango. From the shoulders down, the shoulders are yellow, and then it cross fades to mango. And then they have mango-colored shorts. What the hell is wrong in Manchester? Manchester United has a very, very strange alternative kit this year, too. It's like super faded out pink. Like, imagine you had a pink shirt. Or no. Somebody put in a red shirt with the whites in the laundry. It's that look. They have these shirts that are the most faded pink color you can imagine. Like, somebody had a pink shirt and put it in the sun for 48 hours, or the shirts were white and they were trying to wash them, but somebody threw in one red woolen sock and it bled the color a little bit. I don't know who's designing football uniforms these days, but, you know, obviously it's not me. And very clearly it needs to be me, because we wouldn't end up with mango-colored shirts. I don't know what's going on. I do not know what's going on. Is there an actual designer? Is that person paid by the Premier League? Is it a team-by-team basis? I don't know. But anyway, I want to get back to listening to baby metal, their new song called Shanti Shanti Shanti. I kind of like it. Let's give it a listen. See what everybody else thinks here. Chaos. I can dig it. That was Baby Metal, their new song, Shanti Shanti Shanti. I kind of like it. I kind of want more of that. Give me 2 hours of that. Give me 2 hours of that, and I'm ready to go. Yeah. But it's all fake. It's so disingenuous. It's also emotionally lacking. I don't know. It's good tune. But yeah, it's not like, oh, I sure would like to be in that band so I could play that song on stage and, you know, get a bunch of people worked up. Because there is no band. They're just playing to a backing track written by some anonymous producer who probably got around 20K for that. Tops. And, you know, I actually kind of suspect I know who made that, now that I think about it. What's that guy's name? His first name is Daisuke. What the hell is his last name? I can't think of it. Yeah, this is a guy who is now about, how old would he be? 65 or 66 years old. He used to be a programmer for Roland back in the olden days. And he would program up all their demos. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. What are we concerned with most today? I don't know. What am I even doing? Yeah, so anyway, drinking more tea. I'm thinking about what I gotta do today. Not much. I need to find some food to eat. That shouldn't be too difficult. And then maybe I'll go back to watching chess analysis. Oh, I've been in that weird kind of mood again. That's the other thing I was watching last night is chess analysis. There's this one guy in particular that I like. His name is Antonio. And he seems to be Eastern European or Ukrainian or Russian. I can't quite pin down his accent. But he's great. And he likes to analyze chess games, and I watch this guy. I won't actually watch a real chess game. It takes too long. I got stuff to do. I can't sit down long enough to watch a chess game, let alone play a chess game. But I like to watch chess analysis. And then once you start watching chess analysis, then occasionally you get little things for bridge to pop up. So I've been watching bridge videos. Bridge as a game fascinates me. You know that I'm a game nut. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware that I'm obsessed with games. And you know, bridge is one of the granddaddies. And the weird thing is I don't actually play bridge. I don't even know anybody. No, I take that back. I know one person. Booper's mom is a rated bridge player. And I've always kind of been interested in bridge. And I play a lot of bridge-like games. You know, I play hearts and spades and euchre, stuff like that. And I like to play the dominoes game, Texas 42. So I'm familiar with the concept of these games. I've just never played bridge, just because bridge gets so weird. Bridge gets really damn weird with the bidding, and you can't have any secret communication, but you can have these secret communications because everybody knows this secret communication protocol. Well, then it's not secret communication, is it? But anyway. Yeah, so I've sort of been on a bridge kick again. Maybe I should learn to play bridge. If I had money, if I was a rich man, I would actually go to the bridge studio here in town, and I would just hang out there. I would hang out and play bridge and, you know, drink tea, hang out with wacky old people and, you know, do bridge stuff, whatever that is exactly. I'm not super clear. And I always think, yeah, bridge, that's a good game for me. It's a thinking man's game. I like to think. I like to strategize. I like to do intellectual pursuits like bridge. Bridge is a smart people's game. And then I think to myself, why would I want to do that? Don't I just want to... All right, this is where we launch into the wine, women, and song rant. The sex, drugs, and rock and roll rant. Yeah. Do I want to play bridge? Or do I want to be in a cool cowpunk hillbilly band? Like Hank 3. See how this comes around? We talked about Hank 3 a little bit in the beginning of this show, and now I'm thinking about Hank 3 again. I was listening to some Hank 3 music last night. Maybe we should listen to some Hank 3 right now. Is Hank 3 the best Hank? I don't know. I kind of seem to think so. But I want to listen to Long Hauls and Close Calls. So let's get this fired up. This is the Hellbilly version. This is not the regular version. So let's get crazy with Hank 3 here. Or maybe we won't. Come on, Hank. Let's get a little nuts. Tone on that steel guitar there. That's cool. That was, of course, Hank Williams III with his song Long Hauls and Close Calls. Good stuff. How badly do I want to be in that band? Yeah, I kind of think I want to be in that band. Unfortunately, I don't know Hank Williams III's phone number. I could probably look it up. I could probably look it up. I could just drive over to his ranch. I think I know where he lives. Anyway. Oh. Kind of want to listen to some more Hank the Third. Here's an interesting acoustic version of his song Smoke and Wine. That's a good song. Just him and his guitar and a guy playing the banjo. But I think we're going to Save that for another time. Maybe I should get out my canjo and kick out some jams. Nah, I haven't figured out a good way to record that yet. I was messing with it a little bit more last night, too, and, I don't know, it's sort of funny, it's sort of hard to play. I'm just not used to the feel of it yet, and so I'm kind of crashy and noisy. And I've been thinking, maybe I need to tune this differently. Maybe I need to do something. I don't know. And it's also been staying in tune, so that's great. Still awesomely buzzy with extra buzz because it's leaning up against the wall. That's fun. How much buzz does it have today? Yeah, that's cool. It's got some nice sabari. Super fun. Anyway, let's put this down. And is my game starting yet? Yeah, it's going to come on here in a second. Also, coming on here in about a second. Well, actually, it's going to be another minute and 30 seconds. But of course, the sound show, genre mix and discussion, is coming up next with MJT. So get your Skype app ready. Get your apps ready for Skype. And call into MJT's show and, you know, give us some sound or some genre mix or some discussion. Because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta join Hank 3's band, so bye-bye. Oh.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.